Hello and welcome back to one of our weeks of 7.5 tons of nonsense. We're not here every week, so I can't really say weekly anymore.
Right.
I don't even know what week we're on. Is it like four, five, four?
It's
week,
our fifth show.
It's our fifth. No, it's our fourth show because of
our
the last
show.
Episode.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, this week we're going to try and be rock stars. And also play some other games.
Yeah.
So as always, I will eventually be able to stop doing this, but eventually, as always, I'm Zach. 7.5 tons of running with
not
no legs.
Not 7.5 tons of
Damn
anything.
It.
3.5 tons. Giant fuck.
Trying to take all the credit. I'm sorry. All right, let's just imagine. Let's all rewind. Let's rewind to the beginning. Okay, we've only got like 45 seconds.
Let's get Craig David in.
Craig David. Rewind and the crowd say Bo Selecta. So if you say Bo Selecta, then we can rewind.
We're waiting. We're not going to say anything.
It's like Dora,
you say
it's like Dora the Explorer, where they're like, no, you have to speak. You have to say El Cuero. Say it with me. And you're not sure whether it's more awkward to say it or not say it. And you're like, so anyway, we'll give you a couple of seconds to say Bo Selecta. I'm going to go rewind. And the crowd say, hi, and welcome to 7.5 Tons of Nonsense. This week, we're going to try and be rock stars. This is episode 4, if you don't include the last episode. And I am 3.5 tons of running with no legs. I'm Zach.
And I am 3.5 tons of Steve.
He's Dave.
Yeah.
Steve.
9.5 tons of magazines.
Which magazines?
About protein milkshakes.
About protein milkshakes. You're probably thinking about fishing.
And fishing in a canoe.
With a canoe.
Okay. We're quoting from a song which we can't play you, but we would recommend you search for.
One of them we can play.
Yeah, one of them we're going to play at the end of the show. The other one we're not. There's a man called Jason Sukoff. He's the most excellent man. If you search his name on YouTube and look for Jason Sukoff Chimera song, you'll find the most excellent thing ever. Okay, and the other one, we're not going to spoil it, but we'll do it at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, this week, we're back, and
fuck was
that? I don't know. I really don't know anymore.
Okay.
Anthony has had pints.
Anthony's a dinosaur.
So, this week, we played some games. In the intervening space between the last show and this show, it's been both mine and Anthony's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Happy birthday to us!
Yeah.
We are awesome.
Fuck all of you.
Apart from Dave. You've had more birthdays than us, so,
yeah,
so you're actually winning.
Yeah. At life. I'm winning at life.
You're winning the game of life. So, for my birthday, Dave bought me half of Rocksmith. He bought me half of it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy you all of it. Fuck you. You're not worth that, Zach.
He bought me half of Rocksmith, and we are going to talk about Rocksmith today, as some of it, and we're also going to talk about Dishonored,
woo-hoo!
Which we had a wee chat about last time, but yeah. Now we've played it, and we've stabbed a lot of people, well, I have, and we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about some upcoming releases that we'd like to play. It's turned into a lot of games. I like games anyway. It's probably going to be like mainly games or music, so if you don't like games or music, why the fuck are you here?
Get out! Get out!
Anyway, we've done 3.5 minutes of shit. Well, that's 3.5 tons of nonsense for me. Now your turn.
3.5 tons of nonsense from
that's a
him.
Ton a minute. No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, ton a minute.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
we're good.
We talk a lot.
We're
of
good.
Shit. Anyway, so into Rocksmith. So, yeah. We are all approaching Rocksmith from a slightly different angle, apart from Anthony, who hasn't played it yet.
I haven't had the chance.
Because we've been hogging it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am already a music... I'm not going to call myself a bassist. I'm going to call myself a basser. Somebody who uses the bass, but does not really play it. I could play Solar Flare Homicide quite well, but I don't have enough strings. Anyway, the point being... Point being, I was going to take it as like somebody who's been playing instruments for a few years. Like I had guitar lessons, and then I took myself on to bass, and I was going to play bass. And Dave bought a shit guitar from a friend of ours, and he was going to take it from guitar. Though you've also played bass,
yeah,
and I've also played a tiny bit of
so
guitar.
Much easier.
Bass is so much easier. You know, if you ever want to be a musician, don't play guitar, play bass. You'll never get any of the ladies, but you only have to practice for like 4 hours.
That's not true. You get the funkiest of ladies.
You'll get the ones with all the curves, and they're the ones you want, yeah, realistically.
Realistically, indeed.
Anyway, I once met a stripper who was a bassist. We had a conversation.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it about stripping or bass?
Well, a bit of both, actually.
Because you are also technically a stripper.
Am I?
I don't know.
So was that one time where you had like a million drinks and took off your shirt?
Is that one time
that
you did a million drinks
no,
and
no,
took
no,
off your shirt?
No, you've done as well for our fucking Reddit subpage.
Oh yeah, we have a Reddit subpage. If you want to see any of us slightly naked, reddit.com/r/glitchgonewild. Pretty good. Anyway, we should probably talk about stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we picked it up, and it's quite expensive. It's like, was it like
54
quid. And that's like, it comes with a game and this fancy cable, the real tone cable. And according to like Rocksmith themselves, they've spent like the past 3 years developing an algorithm that picks out precisely what you're going to play. And it's very accurate.
Yeah.
The software is really good. But it comes with this thing, and you plug it into USB on your Xbox and or your PS3, and you plug it into your instrument, into the output, and you're ready to go. And it tunes you up and sets you off going. And basically, like, it starts everyone off at the same level, though you can actually manually change it, I found out, yeah, which is pretty cool. Starts you off at a basic level, and you basically play, like, you know, if there's a note, it's like the first one, what's the first one called? Can't Get No Satisfaction. It's like, dun, 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 dun. The first note you'll go, dum. Dum.
Dum.
And like, but then if you manage that, then it amps the difficulty up and eventually it curves you right up to the actual song.
Yeah.
And if you suck at a certain point, then it'll take you a little bit back down again. And it basically, like, it makes it so the difficulty's never like too high for, or if the difficulty is too high for you, then you just need to practice more, pretty much.
Be less shit.
So I've heard some positive and some negative things about it around the internet. Some people said, you know, it's not for, you can't use it as an experienced player. And I'm like, hold on, you can. Like, I'm experienced to a certain degree. I've not been playing for like 15 years or anything, but like, I'm experienced enough to know how to play the instrument, and it's still a challenge. But it's never going to take over, it's not a perfect guitar teacher. Like, I was sat watching Dave play, and he was playing bass, and you were playing some shite.
I don't know.
Some indie nonsense.
Probably.
And he had his headphones in, and because when you practice a song, god damn, you hear it a lot. Like, I'm pretty sure we've heard that one. Go with the flow.
Fuck's sake, Zach.
Following the advice of the song.
Yeah, I'm just going with the flow. We've heard Go With The Flow about 40,000 times within our house, because Dave was like, hey, I'm just going to play this one bit again, and then you get 30 lives in the accelerator mode, which is like a practice thing, and I think Dave got it on like 2 lives left. I was like, oh god, I have heard Go With The Flow so many times. So basically, it's never going to replace a real guitar teacher, because like, he was sat there playing it, and well, to him, he felt like he was hitting the right notes. To us, we could hear that he was like muting it wrong and whatever. And I had to be like, by the way, you should put your finger here and it will make a better note. But the game will never tell you that, because it's not a person.
No.
But it does have its does have its pros. Mainly, I mean, anybody who's ever played an instrument before, you download a tab and you're never entirely sure whether it's right. I mean, playing by ear is tough. And if you're trying to play by tab, sometimes you download a tab and you're like, hey, this sounds about right. And then you actually listen to it. Like, I was trying to play some Sublime on bass, got this tab and spent ages listening to it because I was playing it through some iPod speakers and it wasn't great. I couldn't really hear the bass, so it fit with the song. And then I plugged it into my bass amp and went, oh, fuck, I've been playing the whole thing wrong. And, like, I just wasted, like, 3 hours learning this song and I was annoyed. Whereas you pick up Rocksmith and you know it's right. And that is good. Yay! What do you think of it, Dave?
It's fun. Like, I don't play any instruments. I'm the least musically inclined person ever.
Maybe not the least.
Well, one of the least. I can give myself that credit.
You like music.
Yeah, but I'm also shit at music.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't even play the fucking recorder.
Neither could I.
But, like, it's, as a game, it's fun. I've enjoyed playing it. It's frustrating at times.
Yeah.
Because you're like, and then it's like, oh, hey, you played this one bit really well. Here's a massive difficulty increase. What's up? Like, I can't do that. Don't expect
play
that
the solo.
Me.
Play the solo.
You're using more than 2 strings. How am I meant to do that? I don't have more than two fingers, come on. But, like, it is quite fun, and you feel a certain kind of, like, satisfaction at completing a song. You're like, yeah, I did that. Unless, I just did that shit.
Unless you can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, and then
cancel
it
out.
You can't get any satisfaction.
Ah, the paradox of the Rolling Stones.
But, I think it sits nicely. It's enjoyable as a game, and sometimes you forget you're actually, you know, learning at the same time.
So you're just rocking on.
Yeah, no, because it feels a bit like Guitar Hero in a sense that, like, after a while you can play the tune.
Yeah.
But you forget that you're actually doing it on a real bass, and if someone's like, can you play the tune to go with the flow, you'd be like, yeah, I can.
Because I'm amazing.
And then you would be a badass.
Yeah, obviously. Get
It sits really nicely between, like, a game and a teacher. And there's these little mini games which are really fucking hard.
Ducks.
And basically, like, it's a bit like Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Where it's basically like these ducks come down from the top of the screen. You have to play the chorus. It was a bit like Space Invaders and Duck Hunt, like, mixed. You have to play the corresponding note on. You have to play the corresponding note on your guitar/bass, and it's really hard because you have, like, a certain amount of lives, and if you miss a duck, then it hurts you, and, like, the top score is on Super Ducks is like 125
million.
This
hurts million. You. Shepard, this hurts you.
We're going to talk about the Mass Effect trilogy as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That. Woo! But anyway, we would recommend it. Also, cool feature, it has an amp mode where, like, you can basically, as you play through the game, you unlock different tones and stuff, and you can play as if you're playing through, like, any amp and cabinet, like, combo, and you can put cool fuzz pedals on it and stuff. And we had it at the gaming society the other night, mm-hmm. and it was great because somebody sat down who was decent at guitar and played, like, just through the box, and, like, was really, it was like, this is the game's like £50. You want to buy a good amp and head combo, it's really tough, but if you want to practice as if you're playing through that, you can, and that's an excellent feature for anybody who wants to, like, I had a wee go at it the other day and certainly enjoyed it. So, moving swiftly on to Dishonored. We had a wee chat about it. I think I'm the only one who's completed it.
That's true.
Dishonored or Blinky Blinky Stab in the Neck.
That's its full title.
Dishonored, Blinky Blinky Stab in the Neck. I did brackets with my fingers, but you can't see that.
Because you aren't here. You're in the future.
Who are you? Greetings from the past, by the way. Dishonored is something I've been looking forward to since I heard about it because, as we've mentioned previously, I despise Assassin's Creed, and Dishonored looks like everything I wanted Assassin's Creed to be, and it wasn't.
Stabbing.
And so we already did, like, a preamble, so we don't have to tell you about the story or anything. We can just...
Mm-hmm.
Impressionize on it. So, Dave, you got hold of it first.
That is true. I don't have a huge amount to say about it. Like, it's fun. It's a fun game.
It's much more
fun than Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Jesus.
Because in Assassin's Creed, it's like, oh, hey, do you want to run up this wall? Do you want to run over here? Just kill this guy. It's like, no, hey, you can do it this way. You can blink over here, or you can possess this rat, or you can possess this dog and eat the guy. Now, that sounds like
possess
fun,
this dude
it?
And make him walk off the roof.
Yeah. But, it's got a lot more options. It's a lot more sandbox than Assassin's Creed. And so it kind of gives you that freedom to assassinate people the way you want to assassinate them.
And also it gives you the option to not assassinate people.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
I think that's one of the important things that, like, it expands on the choice system because it's, like, Bethesda. Yeah.
It throws up that Deus Ex.
Yeah, kind of like...
It's like, oh, you want to kill people?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just, like... knock him out.
Yeah.
Or gently just suffocate them.
And of course, me being me, I murdered everyone. During the course of the game, I killed over 200 people and rose to the top on a pile of corpses. That's what it actually said at the end of my game. Rose to the top on a mountain of corpses. And everybody hated me by the end. And the more you kill people, the more plague rats show up. The more people turn into weepers, which are like little, like, people who've gone so far into the plague, they're essentially zombies. And the darker your ending is. And I got the super dark ending where everything just goes horribly. It's like, oh, God. But there's actually an option. You don't ever have to kill anyone in the game if you want to be really cool about it, but it's so hard to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you're like, how would I ever get through? There's a point toward the end of the game, like, there's a courtyard you have to cross, And then you can either go in through the front door, which is hugely inadvisable because there's like 10 dudes behind it, because I tried that. And I was like, came in, I stopped time. You have the ability to stop time for a small amount. So I like stopped time, ran in. I was like, whoa, my time started again. I was like, oh, there is so many dudes here. And I died. You have the ability to like pop up somewhere else, but I thought about it and I was like, there is no way I could have done this without killing everyone. Mm. Because like I got to the top of the roof and was doing fine. And then I got into this one room with the tiniest amount of cover and they're like, hey, there's a guy over there, let's go kill him. And I was like, I can't incapacitate you.
I suppose your only option then is to just run away.
Trying to like beep beep beep. Maybe the other side. That's a ticket.
Yes. I suppose then your only option is to run away.
Yeah, like there's certain points where you just have to be super evasive.
Mm.
You're running a serpentine motion. Serpentine!
I'm running in zigzags.
But it's super hard at points, especially toward the end. I was so frustrated. Oh, Pyramid Head, what up? Dave looks like Pyramid Head now. Yay! He just hit himself on the chin.
No, I didn't.
Dick!
Shut up.
Yeah, there's points towards the end where it gets super difficult and, like, I literally wanted to strangle the world. Because there's like, toward the end, your course becomes a little less sandboxy, a little more linear, where it's basically, like, takes you on the hardest route. And it's like, okay, I understand the game's getting hard, but I still want the ability to, like... There's a point where you're in this building and the building's completely sealed apart from this one door out. So you go out this one door and there's fucking dudes everywhere and, like, you know, it's the place I was just describing with the courtyard and everything. There's dudes everywhere. And, like, the place where you can hide to think about your coming plan is
actually... life choices.
Yeah,
I wish I hadn't killed so many fucking people.
I wish I'd gone to college.
Shit. I could have been a fucking professor.
That did it. Yeah, that's good. Nice. You think about that for a while. Like, I have made some poor choices. But
better kill some bitches.
You can actually be spotted from there quite easily by something called a tall boy, which is one of those really fucking difficult enemies to kill.
What was that?
This thing's got a ridged surface. I was scratching it.
But yeah, another game I would recommend. And if you can play it as you like. And it can be pretty dark, and it's fucking way better than Assassin's Creed. And none were back! Ah! Anyway, so we're just about to move on from... Oh, yeah, we had Assassin's Creed. What I've heard of it has actually been, like, I was talking to a friend about... Yeah, basically, you can't say it, but David's just flipping the bird to the sky. Fuck you!
He doesn't like the sky.
No. I don't fuck the sky.
It rains and stuff. The first like week it came out, there was ubiquitous praise for it, and then suddenly everyone just turned on it like it had just said something racist and just ripped it to bits, like absolutely destroyed it. I've not heard anything positive outside of the first week of release.
All I've heard bad from it is bugs, and that's it.
I haven't heard anything positive outside the first week of release. Like, I've heard it's bugged, the missions are poorly designed, that it was obviously rushed out. Like, I was talking to our friend Clark. Hey, Clark.
Hi.
He doesn't listen.
No.
He went to E3 this past year because he's fancy. He played... Oh, I think he at least got a look at Assassin's Creed 3 and he said it looked absolutely amazing because of this one level they showed. But like once they've expanded that, it's just not nearly worked as well. But we'll have to completely reserve judgment. But I'm going to immediately say I hate it because I will hate it. And I'm super biased.
Then I will, after next week, I'm going to buy it and play all the way through it. And then I'll have an opinion at least. And deliver.
And then I'll watch you and go, that looks shit.
Yeah. And then I'll throw the controller at you.
But then how will you play the game?
I'll beat you to death and get it back.
Anyway.
You can't weave away from me.
Serpentine. Anyway, so we're now going to talk about upcoming releases. Yay! And the top one on my list is Hitman Absolution.
The top one on your list is Hitman Absolution. Even beyond Bioshock Infinite, really?
Bioshock Infinite doesn't come out until January.
Yeah,
though.
But still.
But like, Bioshock Infinite is the top.
Yeah.
Like, it's a tog, as far as I'm concerned. Obscure magic reference.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, Bioshock Infinite is the top of my list because fuck. Like, Bioshock 1 was the shit.
Yes, it was.
It was the super shit.
Yes, it was.
Bioshock 2 wasn't as good.
It was a good game, but it didn't have the magic of number 1.
Once again, sorry for the cut in editing.
We're gonna have to say this sounds a lot different, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, probably will.
Because I'm not going to be able to edit that out. The fact that we're all on one microphone now.
Yeah, it's okay. We're all on one microphone now, so if you're offended by this,
fuck yourself!
I was going to say...
You shit!
I was going to say, write an angry letter to Points of View, but... Because Terry Wogan will read that out for you.
Does Wogan still do Points of View?
I think he does, yeah.
Damn.
So anyway, Bioshock Infinite, yeah. So Bioshock 2, I actually really disliked, but...
It was awesome. It made me feel all paternal.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of fun with it, especially the multiplayer. I had a lot of fun with it.
It was a multiplayer?
Yeah, there was. It was not
Made you feel, because I suppose you had to, like, look after. I suppose you looked after.
There was one point in the game where I was like, I decided to play through the game and save all of the little sisters.
Did you kill them all in the first one?
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I played the first
one. Better not have.
I probably didn't. But I was like, oh, I'll save this one. And I really needed some Adam. And I was like, I'll just harvest one. I'll just get one, just one. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna harvest. No, stop it. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. And I never harvested one again.
No. I saved all of them in the first one. Got the little sister savior achievement. Pretty pleased with that. Thanks.
Well done. Thanks.
And speaking of... No, but Bioshock Infinite looks just super boss. Yeah. Like, you've taken it out of whatever that fucking place was. Rapture. And it's now in some fancy sky city.
Skyland.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
No.
Some fancy sky city, anyway. And...
Pace lances.
Realistically, it should be super amazing.
If it's not, I'll be quite sad.
Yeah, I will as well.
It looks good.
And it's been its release date.
Its release date has been put back to January.
Yes, it was meant to be released October 30th, but it wasn't. Which is my birthday for next year. I won't be here, but anyway.
Well, that's promising, at least if it's been pushed back.
Yeah, like, at least they're not rushing it out. That's a good start. Assassin's Creed.
holding verdict.
Nope, I hate it already. I've not even played it. What else? Oh, Hitman. We've just seen like 1,000 adverts for it because the TV in the SU got stuck. I was just like, advert, Hitman for like a minute. It was like 3 or 4 minutes and then finally clicked in. But you didn't want that. Hitman's always been like a contentious game for me because I've always loved it but hated it at the same time. It's so frustrating.
It's really hard.
It's so hard. And like the more you fuck it up, the harder it gets.
Yep.
It's like, but I want it to get... I'm obviously failing, so make it easier.
No! Yeah. I do Dark Souls on you.
So Hitman, that should also be good. We'll probably talk about that at some point in the future.
Yeah.
The Mass Effect trilogy. It's no secret that I'm like Mass Effect's like homoerotic lover.
Yes, you are.
And I have recently played through all of the Mass Effect games, and now they're releasing them in a trilogy, maybe to spite me. Or maybe just to suck money from my wallet. Because I will buy it. Even though I own one, I owned three, I don't own two. But I will buy it. Because it probably got stuff on it that I haven't done before.
Probably.
And maybe they'll fix the ending a bit.
Like all the DLC.
All the DLC. Nice. Oh, God damn.
Big 3-point premium package of it.
Even though I have all the DLC for like 1 and 2. Anyway, so that is a thing.
Yeah.
And Halo 4 just came out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who's played that.
Yeah.
But I got a good like 5 hours. Don't be sad.
It's just games you've played.
Calm down, baby. Have peace of cheese. Why don't you play more games, bitch?
I would only have one television at the house and you're always on it.
Bring the other one in then. I carried it all the way back from the university with my own hands. Anyway, after that lovely
stuff. Rather than your feet.
Well, yeah. And I use those to walk with the TV.
I'd be more impressed if you walked on your hands.
What would I hold the TV with?
Your teeth.
My teeth.
That'd be
You're
good.
Not holding my TV.
So Halo 4, I got to go at the multiplayer, and it was super boss. They've changed some of the things. Some of it I liked, some of it I didn't, but it's still the Halo 4 multiplayer experience.
Good.
And it's still full of annoying little kids, one of whom I told that his mother should have swallowed him, and he disconnected immediately.
Good shot, well done.
Yeah. So we probably have a little bit more time than it says here, because we've got some editing to do.
Okay.
But we should start, unless anyone has another game they want to like really talk about.
Not really. I mean, we should probably give an honorary mention to Blops 2, which is coming out soon.
Oh yeah, because none of us will play that unless someone.
So if
buys
we don't
it
mention
first.
It now, then.
Yeah, yeah, like Black Ops 2 is coming out. Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So we should probably start like winding toward the end. And at the end, we have a drink for you.
We do.
Like last time, it was Hard Shandy, and Hard Shandy is good.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is better.
No. But it's certainly in the same league.
Oh, certainly. So as I was saying, Jason Suecof, producer extraordinaire. He's produced like big metal bands like Trivium, Chimera, and mm-hmm. Job for a Cowboy, Whitechapel. Big bands.
Mm-hmm.
And good bands, too. And basically, he sits in Audio Hammer Studios and just fucking makes these cool, well-produced albums. But he also likes to sing. He's also he is the member of Crotch Duster. I would recommend you look up Mammal Sauce by Crotch Duster because it's hilarious.
It is.
He's also been in Charred Walls of the Damned, who are like a metal super group. But he does this song. We're allowed to use this because it's just a clip on YouTube. It's never actually been released, so we're all good. There's a band called Darth, or there was a band called Darth. D-A with a funny circle over it. A with a funny circle over it. T-H. It's probably like D-E or something, but... he produced... they, like, kicked their singer out, and they got a new singer. And they were auditioning for a new singer over YouTube, and he's like, okay, so I got Subterfuge here, and I never really liked the way it was sung, and I don't like the lyrics, so I'm just gonna do what I want. And there's a guy the whole video just eating pasta behind him, and it's excellent. But you'll understand the references from the beginning of the show about Steve and legs and maybe not magazines.
Not magazines, no. If you continue searching,
if you can, yeah, it's in the recommended videos. But he's going to tell you why they call him Steve.
He's got legs.
So that's going to be us for another week. We'll probably come back in the future and probably talk about some other stuff.
Woo.
Probably. So. We'll go with the traditional out. Na 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 na. Woo! Yeah.
Steve, I've never seen a face like you. I'm never gonna take you down to the store inside my room. Your legs remind me of the Steve, but I'll take you down, and then I'll show you why.
I've never felt so good about running with no legs. It's time to fall.
Greg, this is the end for you. I'm gonna show you why they call me Steve. I got legs.
It's time to fall to
move.
This competition of hate addresses to hell.
And now Steve starts